you're not going to be open to what happens or what they feel like. And you're going to feel like they're stupid. Like, you see that a lot nowadays, you see Republicans and liberals.
Yeah.
We jump into, like, oh, you're stupid. You're fucking dumb. You just don't understand it. Right? It's a, we offend each other. But that's dumb because we have to share this country. And it's just, we're not handling it the right way. I feel like social media has a massive impact.
Oh, by the way, welcome to Hood Passy. In the middle of a conversation right now, we're trying to break down or figure out some shit right now.
Just listen up, tune in. We'll be all right.
Yeah.
But now, generally, the opinion is either you agree with me or you're an idiot, which is wrong because you can't view that. We have to share this country with each other, so we have to really have these conversations with each other. No matter how aggressive or offensive you find the other person's opinion, you have to listen to it because you live next to these people.
But I feel like that would require a lot more people opening up, and I feel like that's a movement that's possible if we can get people who are aggressively trying to move for a better country to try to open up to more people. I feel like that would be a better move, to try to know thy neighbor type shit. Like,
well, that's the best move. That's the best thing we could do.
These people that hate you, like, try to figure out why. See if you can, open up a conversation.
Yeah, we have to definitely open those channels, and we have to stop cutting each other off and just mean, you know what? I disagree with you. You're an idiot. You're stupid. That's, I see most of that, a lot of that online, and in the public discourse, like even on TV. You know, I mean, you look at Fox News, they treat liberals like idiots, and then you look at MSNBC, and they treat Fox News like idiots. Or you look at the Daily Show, like, or the Young Turks, or as far as the far left wing.
You know what? I think it's that whole differences shit. Everyone's too quick to try to find the differences. And it's always been the wisest advice throughout time to try to notice what we have in common. And I feel like people don't do that because that's harder to do than it is to find the differences.
Well, the reason it's harder to do is because people nowadays, we're so accustomed to talking to each other online. It's not face-to-face. It's not like sitting in a bar and you're having a conversation with the person across from you. It's no longer face-to-face. You have to respect that person. It's now online where you can type some words and dip and not have to hear about it again. And that's damaging to the political discourse in America. And I feel like that's the issue.
See, but I feel that the non-important disruptors, like those racist people that just leave a comment and dip.
Of course.
I feel like those people really don't matter. But I feel that we do need to reach out more to the people that
they never matter. And the reason why is because those thoughts would be at the back of their head at the bar or at the restaurant or wherever you were having a political conversation. They wouldn't matter because those thoughts would never be expressed. And now they have a venue or a platform to where they can express those ideas and dip and not deal with the negative recourse.
Well, one, I already know that people who are going to listen to this podcast aren't really going to be what you call right wing. So I'm expecting a lot of liberals or left wing people to try, you know, listen to this. And what I think is, like, those people need to reach out to the people that are, of course, you know, like, racists are just scared and angry. If you break it down, that's just it. They really ain't had good enough experience.
And that's some real shit. And not to be rude, but, like, the left has the power of intellect on its side. We literally make an effort to understand everyone. That's why we're liberal. We, like, gays, every minority, we understand each other and we speak out for each other. And the problem is, right now, there's not anyone on the left trying to reach right and grab a hold of a conservative hand and be like, yo, check me out. Let's see what we're talking about.
Because honestly, it's not really about trying to reach out to everybody. It's more like if you talk to a couple people and you finally reach out to one, that's going to help. That's going to matter.
It definitely helps. Actually, I had a conversation with one of my friends like a few days ago. He's gay. And another friend of mine, she's gorgeous. Not that matters. But she made an opinion about homosexuals, and she made it like, it was pretty vicious, and it was like offensive. And he was so offended that he went ahead and he was like, fuck her, fuck blah blah blah. But the thing is like, you have to have a conversation. She doesn't understand you. She doesn't know who you are, where you come from. So if you spoke to her and showed her who you are, she'd have a better understanding. So if that would happen, it would help her form a better opinion about homosexuals. instead of just calling her an idiot and like a less than a human person. Yeah. So if the effort was ever made. See, when that effort's made, it's going to come from the left. It's not going to come from the right.
When those
the right is shut down. It's conservative. It's the definition of conservative is keeping things the way they are. So, like, definitely, it's not going to come from the right. It has to come from the left.
Yeah, that's one thing that I agree on is it has to come from the left. But we're living in an age where if you talk to anyone that doesn't agree with you, then it's an automatic shutdown. That's what we need to change. I mean, okay, you can't change their mind, oh well, move on to the next one. People are getting too hurt too quick.
It's definitely an issue. I mean, like, we have to find a way to push through the offensiveness, and the left has to be less dramatic, and Jesus Christ. But it has to be less less offensive, and we have to be less susceptible to things that offend us, and stop acting like little pussies, because that's what we do as the left or the Democratic Party. It was just, we fold completely to our feelings, and fuck our feelings. There are facts, and when you look at the facts, the left is right on a lot of topics.
Yeah.
So we have to face that and treat it as such. Seriously. Like, the new...
It's not even a left and right topic.
It's That's just a humanitarian issue.
Yeah, like, a lot of people agree whether you're on the left or the right. A lot of people agree on the same shit.
Exactly. When I say it's humanitarian, I mean the sense that, like, we have to look out for each other. Like, the right doesn't want to look out for anybody. Either you're born into a rich family and you have a good chance at being successful, or fuck you. And that's not the way we do it. And with this new congresswoman who was elected in New York, I think her name is something, Ocario or Cortez or something. I forget. Yeah, yeah. I'm chopping it up. Like, I'm not fucking making it right. But she has a point. In democratic socialism, what we do in America, because I find myself as a liberal, I'm not a democratic socialist, but I believe the right has a misconception of the idea. Like, democratic socialism, to me, is equality of opportunity, not equality of outcome. We don't want everyone to make the same amount of money. We want to have the same opportunities. Free college, free school. Like, if you have the same chances from every pocket of America, then you have the best people in the world making the most money, which will make this country great.
Yeah.
Which is really the concept that's on every fucking racist hat. But we don't really exercise that idea. It's disgusting. Like, seriously, if you really want everything to be fair, give everyone a fair chance. And we shouldn't charge for basic needs like healthcare or education. If we all have the same chance to be great, yeah, then the great ones will come through.
Someone made that argument, too, which is so crazy, but it's the truth. If you're against medical help for all, that means you're for killing people. If you're against giving shelter...
Literally.
Yeah, to homeless people, you're for making people homeless.
Yes.
That is kind of disgusting, but...
It's not the issue. And we have a massive homeless situation in America. But, like, let's switch gears. Because politically, we've expressed our opinions. So now let's switch. Let's go to relationships or something else. Like, well, we can still go back to politics if you want to.
Actually, this was a good kind of thing. It made me think about the whole opportunity shit. Because what's that old saying? If you can only give... You know,
yeah,
you only give a hood nigga a little opportunity.
Exactly, and that's the issue with most of the right's issue with social.
It's not even like political. I'm just saying, like,
yeah, no, their idea of socialism is everyone, like, okay, like, say with a livable wage,
yeah,
right? Minimum wage will go to $15. Everybody's like, fuck that. Why? You're assuming that we're gonna babysit everyone. Everyone gets $15 an hour for whatever they do. No. We're going to pay people who are good enough to do what they do and be the best at it. We're going to promote that and give them incentives to it. It doesn't mean we're all going to be caking by
what I'm seeing is, like, let's say someone who works at McDonald's, right?
Or,
despite the circumstances, political or everything, I'm seeing a lot of lack of professionalism.
Where, McDonald's? And
everywhere. Like, McDonald's, fast food restaurants, or shopping places, just... It's a lot.
I mean, in defense of those in the service industry and those who work retail, like, if you're making $8-$9 an hour in America, at 40 hours a week, you're not making enough to pay your rent and pay your bills and live. It's disgusting. So, can you really blame them being lethargic about their job? Like, can you really, really, really look at them and be like, fuck you, you suck? No, you can't, because it sucks. Like, yeah. If they made enough money and you gave them incentive to move forward, they would move forward. Well, those
saying is, I feel as though more opportunity could be opened with certain personal changes as well. Like, wow. Personal lifestyle changes and personal outlooks on the world. I feel
as though... The only thing that drives change is incentive. You have to want to go to something better because there's something better. And as long as this country offers nothing better for change, other than being on Facebook like, yo, I'm doing this, that, and that bullshit, like shit, there's no incentive. Your life, your way of life, your quality of life doesn't really progress unless there's an incentive. It's like you can't really blame them for it. So they don't want to make it better because it sucks. It sucks, period.
From a hustler's mentality, there's, you know, you have to get it. And even if one way is not enough, you got to make a second avenue to get it.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta hustle.
Oh, yeah.
But it seems like that hustle is...
How did you feel about XXX's death? And how they happened about... How they handled... How America handled XXX's death? Like, I was shocked at the fact that most... I saw, you know, I have a lot of followers, so I saw their comments, and it was a lot of like, fuck that guy, he deserved to die. Which to me, personally, I didn't know, I didn't really like XXX, but I feel like that's disgusting.
That was a good, man, little topic right there. That's a good opener, because this whole XXX thing.
Excuse me, I gotta pop this brew.
Yeah, like real niggas.
Crap a cold, you know what I'm saying? Just
I see a lot of separation between old heads and new heads when it comes to music, especially when it comes to opinions about XXX. Because you got this newer generation who understands the potential that this dude had. You know, they understand that, yeah, he went from a generic-ish kind of style to evolving into every style, and he expressed it. You know, he came out the hood and tried to help the hood a lot. And, the old heads just listen to one or two songs that they don't agree with, and now they don't agree with
him. Here's the beef I have. The beef I have with that situation is not... It doesn't involve the critique of hip-hop. I feel like his music was okay. Yeah. I liked it. I didn't really listen to the cat that heavy, but you know what, though? And my whole view on the whole, like... I'm going to take a minute to just let me finish my point. But, like the way the old heads look at the new generation is just like this. I don't like everything that's new either, but... I try not to shit on it too much because you know what? It's not for me. It's for the new generation. So just because I don't feel it doesn't mean it sucks. Because you don't feel it doesn't mean it sucks. And with XXX, what fucked with me was people were like, oh, he deserved to die. He made a mistake. Bro, he was 20 years old when he died. He was a kid. This guy's a kid. I'm 30 years old and I'm still growing.
Look, it's funny though. It's because the argument that I make is that every generation hears the same shit. You know, the last generation heard the same shit about their music. Oh, it's whack. Right, it shouldn't be this. It shouldn't be that. And the generation before, the original hip-hop got the same hate. You know, so it's like people forget that this shit happens every generation.
Well, not really hip-hop kids or guys who are in tune with the culture, but the guys who are outsiders, just the casuals.
Yeah, they expect their rappers to last forever.
But the issue I had with X is like, this dude, he had talent. He was a great kid. Yeah. And whether or not he did what he did or he didn't do what he did, whatever it was, the kid was 20 years old. Yeah. The kid, bro, I'm 30 years old now. So looking back, I made a fuck ton of mistakes. So you can't really judge someone who's growing. Now, when someone's my age or older and makes a fucking stupid decision, that motherfucker knew what the fuck the outcome would be. So stop judging X on that. I feel like I feel like America is growing colder. Like, we're just like, fuck it, he deserves that. Fuck that nigga. Or the lock her up chance. It's disgusting where we are now.
Yeah, it's the separation of life, man. It's the...
How much of that do you think falls on social media and the lack of actual human contact? Because motherfuckers like me and you, we go out, we meet people, we talk to people, so we still have to grasp on actual humanity. And like these new generation, like my nephews, my kids, they're all on YouTube, all on Facebook, all on Snapchat, and it's not real actual. It's easy to give it's really your first idea after something happens comes up, becomes a post, and that becomes your opinion. But you haven't really been involved with real people.
See, but I think that, like, that how do you think that's that, how like that affects the it's a general culture, and I feel as though it's because this whole technology and expressing yourself is new, and just like everything new, you have to kind of learn what's okay and what's not.
So you
okay.
think we're growing into it? We're like,
yeah, I feel as though we're growing into it, and that's a very strong feeling. Because the internet is a general view of the consciousness of humanity, the collectiveness. So I feel as though it's very young right now. We had that topic, that conversation about everyone's on the internet just jerking off.
Literally, yeah. Jerking themselves off. I saw a massive narcissistic masturbation that epic.
And that's not in a literal physical term. That's like a
just a conceptual, philosophical.
Yes, because
you're testing yourself, nigga.
Everything you do is just to please yourself and try to get that instant good feel.
But definitely. But I mean, yeah, literally.
It's just we growing right now. We seeing what's okay and what's not. That's what I'm seeing. Yeah, like right now.
How much do you think that the social media has affected the not just the culture, not just speaking out of hip hop, just in general the population? I feel like social media has really enhanced and perfected the narcissism that is Americans. Like, people take a picture of themselves, women especially, which I love. I fucking love you ladies. I love all the pictures. But you can't take 300 pictures a day and post it on Facebook and Instagram or Snapchat and not claim you're not a narcissist. That's pure narcissism. Or you take a picture. I've never taken a picture of my food. But, like, I feel like that's pure narcissism. And I think, like, the more narcissistic we get, the less we are susceptible to being socially conscious and caring about the man next to us. Like, when you see a homeless guy, most folks now look at them and be like, that's disgusting. But you don't know that.
See, but then again, that just goes back to society as a whole still being young. I mean, it's like a child looking into the mirror for the first time. You get to
look at society your own, as a whole being young to technology.
Check this. Before, let's say you were trying to influence a lot of people, you would just influence and hope shit changed. You really didn't have a way to see it and watch it. But with this new technology, you can see your own influence ripple out. You can see how you're grasping people's attention and how big your social bubble is. So yeah. It's kind of like a first time that we're looking into a mirror. So I feel as though that's some shit that...
It's you're not only looking into a mirror, you're not only looking into a mirror and seeing yourself. Well, the mirror becomes bigger, I should say. The mirror becomes everyone else.
Yeah.
It's no longer you in the mirror. It's you throwing yourself out there and seeing who agrees with who you are, which is a confusing situation. I think it ties to tribalism in a sense, to see who agrees with you and who fucking rocks with you. Like, it goes back to
it's a confusing situation. It's like a tribe thing.
Tribalism has definitely been magnified by social media and the times now, because there's a massive division in America. Like, people walk around and we know, me personally, just on a kind of off topic point, when I see a car or a vehicle, or being in Texas, a truck that has like the American flag all over it, and like you see them all American, I find that offensive, and that sucks. Yeah. That sucks because I know that the person in the car is pro-Trump, he's fuck Hispanics, he's Blue Lives Matter, and it's
that's crazy. All those,
it's
flag.
Insane. It's offensive now to some people.
Yeah.
Not saying that it's offensive to all, and I love America.
That's crazy, though, what you just
said.
It's
offensive.
Like, it's crazy. I didn't really notice that, but I noticed that. But when you see the American flag,
it's off-putting. Off-putting. Let's say off-putting, not offensive. It's off-putting.
It used to be like a thing of pride. Now it's
exactly. Like, when I used to see it when I was a kid, I was like, fuck yeah. This is where I am. This is who I am. And now it's like, them people don't give a fuck about me. And I think it's the current administration. It's the current political climate, and it's offensive now.
I just think that it's a small voice with a big megaphone. That's the whole racist movement, because there's a racist people are really a minority, a section of America. The reason they're winning is because we have a giant section of America not voting.
That's very true.
Yeah,
very
we've true. Got a giant segment.
And that's one thing that I hate. Like, I see on Facebook, I see on Instagram, or I see, like, everyone's against Trump, but, like, no one's registered to vote. So, like, if you're not registered to vote, shut the fuck up. Either you're a grown-up and you have a voice and you use your voice, or you're just complaining. So, yeah, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
That goes back to the psychology of why don't people want to vote.
Well,
it's the psychology of
It's voter oppression and the Jim Crow laws and the way things work.
Like, realistically, like, speaking, right, I'm thinking about a time that I had a hard time getting my ID. They needed a lot of paperwork, and I had to come back 3 or 4 times, and that really kind of, it broke me down. Like, I don't even want to try anymore. Fuck this, fuck that. So, I know there's something going on, because when you try to do something and you can't figure it out, you just say, fuck it. So, yeah, you want to do something, I don't know where to go, I don't know what to do, it's too confusing. When you do find something, fuck it. Yeah, it's that shutdown. I feel as though shit needs to get simpler. It needs to be easier so people can get past that being scared of it being so hard.
I feel you. And I feel that if people have to take a day off to go vote and to wait in line. But if you were to simplify the process, how easy would it be to, like, affect the process? Like, if you
right
were made voting
online, right now,
yeah, how easy would it be?
Right now, if you're trying to vote, you're not getting information on when to vote. If you do get information on when to vote, where and when to vote,
it's nonsense. It's nonsense. It's nonsense. I'm telling you, you can go on Facebook if you're really politically inclined, and you really are. In tune with,
but here I'm telling you,
there's alerts. Go vote. Here's where you can vote at. Here's your state representative. All that information is available. But
people don't know where to find it, and it's not going to be a general thought they see it.
Available. It tells you where to find it. But the thing, what I think is we've been shown as Hispanics and Black people and any minority, gays, anyone. It feels like we've been told that we don't matter, so we feel like we don't matter, so we don't. And that's a psychological aspect, and that's what I think me and you or people like us
can change. Do you know when the last election was here in Irving?
It was actually 2 months ago. I got the alerts. It was literally 2 months ago. It was, but the Republicans.
The candidates, that's the thing. The candidates, I didn't know who the fuck was running. I looked into it, and I didn't see much. It was hard to find. It was confusing. Like, the pages that you gotta go and dive into, like, that'd give me an alert to go to vote, but I don't know who the fuck to vote for.
I feel like it's incumbent upon every generation to make the political system work better. And if you really want a democracy, democracy is named after. Well, not democracy, I'm sorry. Socrates. He said that a democracy would fail so long as the education system didn't keep. It wasn't in
place. So it's education, right?
Yes, because the less people know, the less they can do.
So I feel as though it should be our duty for the people that know better to educate those.
It's incumbent upon those that can and do and know how to do it to do it. It's just how we have to do it. There's no outside forces. Roll your window, bro. It's not with the outside Texas-ass locust rattlesnaking trees to be heard. But I have to smoke. But it's definitely, it's an issue, and it's definitely an issue we need to talk about.
I'm gonna repeat that. I think it's up to the hands of people who know better to show people that don't. So if people aren't aware that they can call a representative, I feel as though.
But the problem is, it's not a problem. It's just the process. The process is we have to beat that into people. Because you know what? When I was in prison, I read a book about, well, it was Malcolm X's book. He spoke to an elder who was a slave, and he spoke to his elder. And what they used to do is they used to tie women up, right? So we were 6 years pregnant, right? One out of every whatever women were tied to 2 trees. She was tied, and they, like, took bats and they beat the child out of her. And they, like, bred fear into a generation of people. So that fear, it might not be a fear now, but it really is. But it might not be a fear now, but, like, you're bred to believe that you don't matter. And that's hard to shake. We're talking about really changing folks' mind. And, like, it takes, it's going to take some time.
I feel as though it's more
but
like
America
changing,
is changing.
I feel like more, like, changing people's focus from not even thinking about it to seeing how simple it is. Because most doubts is, even if you see it, you feel like you can't do anything about it. But if we can get some sort of people to go ahead and start sharing how simple things are, it would be more implanted in their minds, in the back of their heads. Okay,
it has to be.
I feel like something
thing.
Needs
but then,
to change.
But then you have to depend on people reading it, because the problem with the easy the problem is if you have a chance. Let's be honest. If motherfuckers have a chance, even women, like it's unisex. If you have a chance to watch a twerk video or something sexy, and then you have a chance to watch the political. 99.9% of America is going to go to the sexy video. So we have to find a way to make
more.
People
with a little bit of influence are already on a lot of people's time, timelines and shit.
No, of course. But what I'm saying is we have to make it more appealing. We have to make it more accessible and easily. We have to make it easier. Yeah. Otherwise, it's going to be the same thing every day, every time we go anywhere. It just we're going to be all upset. But only, say 100 people are upset, only like fucking 15 of those people are going to vote. So that sucks, but it definitely, it's just the way it is. It's just, people want to complain about shit, but they don't want to change it. And that's the problem with America, with our people, with any minority, blacks, Hispanics.
Like, but I feel like there's a deeper issue that we have to pay attention to, and people often call out the problem, but don't ever call out the cause of the problem. It's easy to say this is the problem or that's the problem, but people don't address why that's the problem.
Well, a lot of people don't take the time to look into it. So, I mean, there's very few people that will agree with what we do and, like, go into why we agree with what we do. So it's like a really introspective.
I'm like a little kid. When you tell me something, I just ask why.
Yeah, but that's you. Yeah. And the point is to get everyone else to be a little more.
But what I'm saying is if we can get to the root, if people can get to the root of what certain problems are. And I'm not talking about the general public. I'm talking about people
but
who are open and open-minded.
Public. You have to affect this general public in order to change policy. Like, you have to involve the general public. That's the issue, is the general public matters. And we have to involve the general public. Until we do, nothing's going to change. Right? You have to find a way to make everyone care. Hey, if no one cares, then fuck it. If only a small percentage cares, we get what we have now. We have liberals and conservatives, and we have this issue. And then no one really gives a fuck. Like,
I believe
like
a lot
80%
of people care, though. I believe
exactly. Me, too. 80% of America cares. They're more liberal than they think they are. Where it's like, you know what? Just fuck whatever they live like. Let's just make it better. Right? That's what everyone really wants. We all want to be happy. But the problem is we allow these older generations and people who are closed-minded to vote and show up and then elect representatives who are...
So how do we open minds?
It's not about opening minds. It's about motivating people to go change the status quo.
Wouldn't that be a part of an open mind?
There are several open minds, bro. There's several.
But it's all an open mind.
Yeah, but it is. But you have to get in the motivation. You can think as liberal as you want. You can be as liberal as fuck and hold those values. But if you don't...
What's the opposite of motivating?
Fuck if I know. Oppression. But if you don't move those people to go do something, then what's the point?
But why aren't they motivated? That's the real question.
I just said that because it's been beaten in our heads that we don't matter, that our voice doesn't matter.
Do we change that? That's the thing.
That's the thing we have to understand. We have to figure out. But the thing I'm saying is...
That's what I'm trying to figure out, though.
That takes a process. It's a process.
That's the process I'm trying to think through.
So it's undiscovered yet. But we have to figure it out. What I'm saying is, until we figure that out, until we figure out how to make everyone motivated enough to go vote and make their voice heard, we really won't change anything. And so, because a massive amount of the American population agrees with this, right? We don't want fucking radical, crazy, insane things. We just want peace and equality, equality opportunity. So, if we all agree, then what's the issue? The issue is no one moves on it.
But there are people moving on it.
Some of them.
Oh, as you see in the news, a lot of, like a lot of people are.
A lot of people do.
A lot of people.
A lot of people don't. And that's the issue. When we can get the ones that don't to do.
See, I feel like those that are on top, you know, power wise, that are doing good. Should keep on doing good, but those who are on the bottom should really try to help people who are even lower try to rise up.
Yo, I had to take a piss. So, turn it up, play some now.
Yeah, let's take a break. Yeah.